Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Further escalating global security tensions, North Korea has launched at least six missiles, including an intercontinental ballistic missile. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul that a day earlier, North Korea launched 23 missiles, a record number for a single day.
The ICBM test in the morning was followed by two short-range missiles. Japan's government issued evacuation alerts for three prefectures, saying one missile had flown over its main island, but had later retracted the statement. The North launched three more missiles in the evening local time. The launches were an apparent protest at U.S. and South Korean large-scale joint Air Force drills being held this week. The Allies decided to extend the drills for an unspecified number of days in light of the North's missile launches. Pyongyang slammed the decision to extend the drills as a, quote, very dangerous and wrong choice, unquote. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
The group of several foreign ministers are meeting in the city of Munster, Germany, trying to figure out ways to help Ukraine get through the winter. China and Iran also top the agenda. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, says Russia is trying to starve and freeze Ukrainians in areas Vladimir Putin can't conquer.
President Putin is bombing not only villages and cities, he's now also bombing power plants that millions of citizens need so heavily in their homes.
She was speaking at the start of 2 days of talks with her G7 counterpart. She's also hosting a meeting on the protests in Iran and a dinner to coordinate a joint approach to China as Germany's chancellor prepares for a visit to Beijing. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Munster, Germany.
Homelessness among veterans nationwide is down for the first time in 5 years, that according to an annual one-night tally. More from NPR's Quill Lawrence.
The Department of Veterans Affairs says the number of veterans without housing fell 11% from 2020 to 2022. Veterans' homelessness dropped significantly after the Obama administration poured federal money into programs that prioritize housing first, getting people into some kind of shelter before tackling issues like substance abuse or mental health. The number fell about 50% from 2010 to 2016. But since then, it stayed stubbornly high, with veterans becoming homeless about as fast as cities could house them. Now, the Biden administration is reporting the first significant drop from about 37,000 down to 33,000. But VA officials say one homeless veteran is still too many. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Researchers are confirming that the towering column of water, vapor, ash, and dust that shot up from an undersea volcano in Tonga on January 15th was the tallest of its kind ever recorded. They say the plume shot up about 35 miles above sea level. You're listening to NPR News. The CDC is updating a six-year-old guideline for clinicians providing pain management, including those prescribing opioids. Some doctors have criticized the 2016 guidance for promoting a culture of austerity around opioids. The CDC says a new guideline is designed to improve communication between clinicians and patients about the benefits and risks of pain treatments, including opioids. The guidance encourages clinicians to maximize use of non-pharmacologic and non-opioid pharmacologic therapies for the specific condition and patient, and if opioids are necessary, clinicians are urged to make sure they discuss benefits versus risks with their patients. Pope Francis has arrived in Bahrain to attend an interfaith conference on East-West coexistence and to minister to the Gulf state's small Catholic community. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has more from Rome.
The visit aims at fostering dialogue with the Islamic world, but it will also put the Pope in the midst of a conflict between Bahrain's Sunni-led monarchy and the country's large Shiite community. Human rights groups and relatives of Shiite activists on death row have urged the Pope to call for an end to the death penalty and political repression in the Persian Gulf island nation. The Vatican spokesman declined to say whether the Pope would raise the country's human rights record. Bahrain is home to the first Catholic church built in the Gulf region in modern times in 1939. The country's Catholics, some 80,000, are mostly foreign workers. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
At last check on Wall Street, the Nasdaq was down more than 1% at 10,411. This is NPR News.